Hey everybody, this week as usual on All Things Fishing, we talk about how fishing has been going the past few weeks. I talk about some new additions to my tackle box that you guys should probably keep in your tackle box at all times. And for the main party episode, we review the Frabble long-handled landing net. Hey everybody, this week in All Things Fishing, I'm excited to be recording the 43rd episode of the All Things Fishing podcast. I'm super excited about this. I haven't had time to record a really nice, a good quality episode for a few weeks, so I'm excited to be recording this. I've got plenty of time to record this one. So like I said in the introduction, for the main part of the episode, we will be reviewing the Frabble fishing, long-handled fishing net. So before we get into that, I have quite a few updates. So first off, a new addition to my tackle, or a couple new additions to my tackle box. So I'll start off with sunglasses. Sunglasses will now always stay in my tackle box. They don't have to be $300 Costas or whatever. They can, like, I have some I got at a parade that they were just, like, tossing out completely free. They're not polarized. They're not fancy. They just keep the sun out of your eyes, and that will, my eyes started getting really sore after fishing trips, so, just in case, I started wearing sunglasses, and my eyes have felt better after fishing, because, like, that glare from the water, that's bright, and that can really hurt your eyes, so you want to make sure you protect your eyes. So for another thing, I've started carrying, unless I know I'm specifically not going for bass or any fish that will take these, I have 4 or 5 packs of, like, really cheap, yum, soft plastic bait. So I got some, I'll pull them out right now. I got some just like regular yum. I think this is the watermelon seed color. But I got regular worms, like tube worms, I think it calls them. And then I got some crayfish, like some bigger, almost like rage craws. And I've got some it's the same type of like plain worm. I'm not actually sure what color that is, just like a brown color. And I've got basically the yum version of, the Zoom June bug, except it just has a much longer tail. I got that. And then I have, for saltwater fishing, in case I forget my bait when I'm, like, beach fishing, I got some Berkeley Gulp, artificial bloodworms. I've actually caught some stripers on these. And then the last thing, I've got another pack of those brown colored worms. I'll go ahead and put those back in my tackle box. For the next thing, I have, like I said, sunglasses, and then I also started carrying a separate box full of spinner baits. So I used to call, like, regular spinners, like meps or rooster tails, I used to think those were spinner baits. Then I figured out what an actual spinner bait was. They don't really look the same. They kind of have the same idea, though. It has, like, a blade that's spinning. I got a box of 4 or 5 of those, and then as little in that box, I kind of shoved a buzz bait. I'll close that back up, put it in the tackle box. So that's all for the tackle box updates. Those things are things that, like, you don't need. Like, I don't need the spinner baits if I'm on the beach, but I don't need the soft plastics if I'm beach fishing, but most other places I will be, I want those things. And the sunglasses are just a good thing to have no matter what. So now for how fishing has been going the past few weeks. I actually didn't talk about this like I normally do last week. So I've been doing actually quite a bit of fishing. The fish I've been going for have changed. So I used to go specifically for catfish. Then I figured out there's actually bass at the place I fish most now. So I've started just going for bass there. I haven't caught anything yet. I've seen some other people catch some. I'm pretty excited about that. Just new, like, after catching a million catfish there, it's nice to be able to fish for something different. So that's all for the updates. Now for the after the main part of the episode, the Frabble, I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that right, net review. So this is one of Frabble's many nets. Like, they make, like, it is the net company to go to if you want a net. I have bait nets made by Frabble. I've got all kinds, like they make all kinds of different nets. This one is actually, it didn't have any specific, just like Frabble landing net. If you search that, it'll probably come up. You go like your local Walmart, you'll see one. It didn't actually have any other specifications. And I couldn't find a model number or anything like that, so it's kind of annoying. But let's get into the review. It has a lightweight aluminum handle. And when I say lightweight, this thing is not like backpacking light, but it is pretty light. Like it is I got it specifically because I usually fish, like the majority of the fishing I'm doing now is by myself, and I'm trying to land a catfish. It kind of needs to be light so I can like hold the rod in one hand and net the catfish in the other hand. So it also is collapsible, which is kind of necessary because I carry all my stuff on my bike for like 3 miles, like for the 3 miles that like not a super long bike ride, just one bike into my fishing spot. I have to carry all my stuff on my bike, and the net needs to be collapsible or else it will catch in every single tree. So yeah, it collapses. I just kind of bungee cord it to the side of the crate on my bike, and it works. It's not perfect, but it really it, and when I say not perfect, the way I get it to the water isn't perfect. The net is awesome. But yeah, so it's collapsible, which is really nice. And then it also has really strong mesh. So this is just like the features from the website, and then most of these I've also tested. Like I've tested to see if that's true. The mesh is absolutely strong. So I got this from Walmart, and other nets, like another Fravel net that was at Walmart, had rubber mesh. So like the type of thing you would see in a trout net, except much bigger holes and like a much bigger net. I was gonna get that, but then I saw that two or three of the little mesh connectors, like two or three sections of the mesh, the rubber mesh was already ripped, and it looked like it would probably rip again. So I decided to go with like the traditional string, like this traditional string mesh, and it has held up really, really well. I really like it. So it also has a really wide bottom, unlike my other net, which kind of like just like it's like a really it's a really deep net. And like the fish get caught all up in the mesh really easily. This one, the fish kind of lay on the bottom because of how wide it is. And that only just getting it out, being able to get it out with one hand while you're holding the other side of the net. That's really, really nice. So now for the dimensions, like the length and width and all that. So first off, since it's collapsible, I'll start with opened. So once it's opened, the handle, it's just like the aluminum section of it, is 3 feet long. And then for the frame of the net, yeah, like the outside frame of the net is 1 foot 7 inches wide, and then 2 feet and 3 inches from where it meets the handle to the other side of it, to like the far tip. And then the depth of the net, like the depth of the mesh, is roughly 2 feet. Wait, sorry, yeah, roughly 2 feet is the roughly 2 feet is the depth of the net. And then closed, the net is still 3 feet long because that handle actually doesn't collapse. But instead of having an extra 1 foot, like 7 inches on, or actually, you know what, sorry. Instead of having an extra 2 feet, 3 inches on the end, it collapses. So basically, the handle kind of goes into the frame of the net. So, for my opinion, I do wish the handle was longer. I do wish it could keep the same strength but collapse. I mean, that's kind of asking a lot from a $30 net. Because this thing is actually only like 25 bucks at Walmart. I actually haven't looked anywhere else. Walmart is the place I got this. I'm assuming you can find it at most Walmarts that will carry fishing stuff. I really like it. It's an awesome net. Again, like 27 bucks. Definitely, definitely worth it for something that's gonna just keep you from losing fish right at the boat or right at the dock. Yeah. So that's the episode for today, and I'll see you guys next week.